אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed the nation last night to give further instructions to the population regarding protocols and restrictions caused by the coronavirus and efforts to prevent its further spread. Israel has 193 confirmed cases of the virus. Tens of thousands are in quarantine in their homes. The Prime Minister assured the public that not only was Israel leading the world in its management of the disease, but that our efforts had contributed to a slow spread and the fact that no one here has died from the virus. He said that good management includes constant change in response to the circumstances and that last night's announcements were part of that good management. He gently criticised those who were engaged in panic buying and reiterated that there's no shortage here of any product. While some products, especially antiseptic gel, have disappeared from shelves, they are being restocked immediately. There's no shortage of anything. After restating the emergency regulations already in place, that anyone who has returned from overseas or has been in contact with someone tested positive for the virus is confined to full quarantine, the Prime Minister laid out the behaviours expected from the rest of the population. First, he emphasised the need for hygiene, especially hand washing. He then spoke about keeping a distance from one another of 2 metres wherever possible. He mentioned that public transport was still running, but that there may be a need to add some restrictions. Already, Eged buses have cordoned off the front seats to prevent passengers sitting near the driver. The additional restrictions announced last night are the closing of all places of entertainment, many of which had already closed. Theatres and other large public events closed last week. Last night's announcement included a dramatic cut in the number of people permitted to gather together. Over Shabbat, events were limited to 100 people. Now only 10 people are permitted to gather. Many weddings have been postponed. Synagogues will have to restrict attendance to a simple minyan, meaning that in most places women will not be able to attend. As from Friday, school had been cancelled until after Pesach, and universities had already closed. Added to the list last night were kindergartens. This was partly in response to teachers, many of whom did not turn up to work on Friday, saying that they were being discriminated against and that their health was not being taken into account. Educational television has announced new scheduling to partially compensate for the closure of the schools. The matriculation, Bogrut, exam in English that was scheduled for this week has been postponed. Professor Sigal Sadetsky, head of the Public Health Service, reiterated the importance of social distance. She emphasised that the virus did not discriminate and that we had to look after all sections of the population. Other restrictions already in place include the cancellation of the train from Ben Gurion Airport, which is only running a small number of flights, and a ban on visitors to patients in hospitals, to seniors' residences, and to jails. Over Shabbat, where shops were open, and immediately afterwards where they had not been, there was panic shopping. The Prime Minister's comments were partially to calm the population. Rami Levy, owner of one of the largest supermarket chains, commented last night that it was strange to be stocking up on pasta at the time of the year when they are usually changing over to Pesach goods, but that demand from the public required it. He and other vendors urged the public to shop normally. The army announced that all soldiers returning to base after the weekend should be prepared to have no leave for an extended period. In parallel, reserve soldiers, Miluim, are not being called up. This is, to the extent possible, designed to isolate soldiers from the general population and thus their chances of being infected by the virus. Labour Geshe Meretz MK, Orly Levy Abacasis, said on Tuesday that she would refuse to sit in a minority centre-left government backed by the predominantly Arab joint list, Without specifically naming Kahol Levan chairman Benny Gantz, Levy accused him of breaking his promise to voters and being shamefully willing to pay any price to anybody to form a minority government. Levy's apparent defection was a slap in the face for Labour leader Amir Peretz, who had brought her into the coalition at the expense of Labour candidates. She did not say that she would support Netanyahu, but she did ask President Rivlin for permission to make a separate recommendation for Prime Minister from the bloc in which she had entered the Knesset. On Thursday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used his press conference about the coronavirus to invite Benny Gantz to join him in a national unity government, an emergency government to deal with the health threat. Kahol Levan spokespeople responded with one central question. Was this an offer to have a genuine national unity government where ministries were redistributed to include Kahol Levan? Or was it an offer for Kahol Levan to be co-opted to support the current government from the sidelines? Kahol Levan said it was willing to join a genuine national unity government, but that it did not believe that Netanyahu was making such an offer. Over Friday and Shabbat, there were two conversations between Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, who had not spoken to each other over the previous week, but no progress on a unity government was announced. Avigdor Lieberman, who indicated earlier in the week that he might support Likud in its call for national unity, reiterated yesterday that a national unity government should not include the ultra-Orthodox parties. The Knesset is due to convene next week, but due to the new restrictions on gatherings, it's unlikely to be able to convene to pass the legislation that would prevent Netanyahu from being offered the mandate to form a government. Should President Rivlin give the mandate to Netanyahu, he will not have more than 59 supporters. If Benny Gantz is offered it, he will offer Likud the chance to join the government. Without Likud, he would have to have the support of the Joint Arab List, something which some of his Kahol Levan partners reject and which may not be supported by the Joint List members themselves. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's trial on corruption charges is due to begin this week. Last week, his request for a delay was rejected. However, the new restrictions around the coronavirus may put his case on hold. Israel was buffeted by record winds over Shabbat, reaching 100 kilometres an hour. While Thursday's temperatures were high, overnight the weather turned cold, wet and windy. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.